Well, Stefan proves us right again, and he throws a bigger temper tantrum than any of the kids have thrown this season. Also, we've got Danae and Bree calling it quits, and Ashley and Barr are still in love in this episode, for now. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's get it started.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like the song.
You know what? It's fitting because it's called Matches and it's all about triggers.
And I'm triggered.
And I'm triggered.
I'm definitely triggered.
And there were some moments that we were all like viscerally involved in this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people personally, but I felt connected tonight.
And not in like a good way. I was like stressed. I had anxiety for them. Anyways, let's do some quick intros and then we'll get into our overall thoughts of the episode. So, hey, I'm Teague Dulipahenko. And to my left, oh, I guess you're right. We have the wonderful, amazing Nakia.
Hey guys, I'm triggered.
Someone who I also know will be triggered, but look at those braids!
Oh, hello.
The beauty pageant on the panel tonight. Oh, we've got Drew Jones.
That was a horrible hair flip, but hi.
That was like a hair like pickup drop.
Yeah, well, the headphones are holding them down.
Looks so good. And we've got the amazing, wonderful, fabulous, always has the news and gossip. It is Bree.
Hey, everybody.
Woo! Woo. You guys, we're excited. Overall thoughts of the episode. Bree, start us off. What did you think? Did it fill your needs?
It was just unnecessary. That's my word for this episode. Unnecessary. Unnecessary feelings hurt. Unnecessary yelling. Unnecessary card debit using.
Yeah, right? $70. You're kidding me, Stefan. Trash.
Unnecessary.
This True. Show always makes me text my own mother and just be like, I love you and I'm sorry. And I did text her tonight after tonight's episode, and I'm sure she's going to wake up and be like, it's Teen
doing?
Mom on? Like, why are you texting me?
I'm sorry for doing you wrong, Mom.
That's so good.
This episode is just upsetting because it's, like Bree said, it's unnecessary. And then all these babies are involved, so it's a lot of bad vibes around the babies and... I just know if I was the moms, a lot of people would be on investigation ID.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even, I was just blown away by some of the behavior, especially from the guys tonight. And you guys realize there's cameras in your house, right? I mean, geez, you're going to do that, but you're going to do it and you know that there's cameras involved? Are you crazy? I mean, it's great for ratings, so thank you. And it's slightly entertaining,
but
I
love it.
Feel a little bit sad for these babies and the relationships that these outrages will affect. Anyways, let's get into it. What's going on? Is there a secret on the computer I need to know about?
Oh, no. One of our chatters, Keen, was just telling Drew she looked beautiful tonight.
Oh, Keen. We're so happy you're here.
Keen, Drew wants you to know that she's very grateful.
That Thank voice.
Thank you, Keen.
Also, before we get into couples, we will say that we have some fun news and gossip later and Baby of the Week.
Woo!
Woo! So stick around. All right. So first of all, you guys, we've got Jade and Sean.
Oh.
That's so great. I mean, we love Jade every single week. She keeps getting better for me. She's so mature. This week, as if I didn't just hype her up enough. Okay, so this week she says that proposing doesn't fix all of the problems, which is true. Or we think so. And they already, I'm sorry, my notes absolutely make no sense. But they, so basically she was just saying that she doesn't feel super into Sean anymore. Because there's so many issues and the whole proposal didn't work, but she needs to kind of work on herself, which I think makes sense. And she thinks that right now they're just staying together because of Chloe.
Yeah, what I love about Jade is she's very self-aware and she's really good at doing her own pros and cons of situations. And if it doesn't work for her, and most importantly, if it doesn't work for Chloe, then she knows when she needs to back out, and she does it in, like, a mature fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we saw that a lot. Because if I was in that situation, Sean's Xbox, Game Boy, whatever it is, would have been broken. His laptop would have been broken. Nose would have been broken. No, not really. But, yeah, I think she constantly, like, amazes me with how mature she is.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Such a grown-up. I know she's the oldest on the show, but she is only 21. And it's pretty dope how she's a logical thinker, like you said, and she's able to say, you know what? Let me think about me and my daughter first, because she knows what's healthy.
Well,
and
she's also grown up in a family that that was not healthy due to substance abuse. So she doesn't want the life probably she had growing up for her daughter.
Yeah, that's no, you're absolutely right. And I think that's why she was able to like take her engagement ring off and say, you know what? This isn't healthy for Chloe. So I love that she's able to be like, I'm good.
And that's like almost, that is choosing your baby over your happiness. Because, you know, it's a lot of times it's like having a partner feels fulfilling. You know, it feels like that's good for you. But I think that she sees grand scheme really well. So she's like, this isn't going to work for the whole situation.
And I just can't understand, when you get caught in something like Sean did, like you texted your friend this, it was obvious you didn't want to go. Why are you still fighting her? Why are you still acting like it's her issue, that she's the problem, when why can't you just own up the fact that, yeah, I didn't want to go and I was being childish about it?
These guys yell so quick.
Yeah, it's like he just likes to fight and to pick a fight with Jade. I think he almost loves being yelled at, because you're absolutely right. Instead of him just saying, you know what, I really just didn't want to go. Like, my bad, I didn't want to be there. But instead he picks this long fight and she's like, get out of the house. Pretty much. Like, you need to go, because there's no need for you to even be here. Just own up to it. But it's like, Sean still has a lot of growing up to do. And one thing I noticed, because I even talked to my friends who have kids who are in these relationships with these guys, it's like, and this is not all the men, so I don't want guys listening to think that I'm just bashing the men. But it's like, sometimes when they're in relationships, it's like a lot of people break up with their partners because the men tend to, they don't understand that a lot of the times the women put their kids first, because kids always come first. And it's like, the men are always like, why? Me. And it's like, bro, we now have a whole human life that is before both of ours, and we need to figure out what we need to do for this
baby.
Who
literally can't take care of themselves.
And I would also just be scared, as Jade, if this is how he blows up and reacts when I've disrupted his life, I don't want that for my daughter.
Right.
And is that how you're going to react if she starts like, you're home alone watching her, she starts crying when you're doing something you want to do? Are you going to react at her in an angry, intense way?
Exactly. Because they don't ask to come here. And they can't speak, and you have to do for them. When they can't speak, they're still kids. We, as parents, not we, I do not have children.
Oof, don't put us in that group.
I'm invested in the damn show. I feel like I'm a parent. But that's the thing, as parents, you have to, like, this is your kid now. You're absolutely right. And I think Jade sees it. Like, I can't leave my baby here with you if you're going to be upset.
Yeah, I would not
upset.
Trust him.
Yeah, and I like that she, because obviously she had a huge blow up with her mom and stepdad last week. And I like that she was able to kind of swallow her pride and like know that she needs help and still like reach out to her mom. And her mom, I like, even though her mom has really frustrated me in previous episodes, I like that her mom didn't, at least from what we saw, give her any like, you know, flack for it, and just kind of came in and was useful. So that was a nice moment for them.
We're moving on. Sean's gotta grow up. Ashley and Barr. So, this episode, we see that Barr doesn't go into the house when they go to get their things from Pastor T's house. And I wasn't a big fan of that move, but then they get into their new place, and it looks like things are going well, and then they have that whole fight about, what was that fight about? Oh, about the family.
Yeah. About that he wasn't going to apologize.
Yes.
He didn't have to have a relationship with her parents.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of what the theme of the episode was for them. I also loved seeing Ashley's dad. That was just great. He seems like a really cool dude.
I mean, I respect that Barr didn't go into the house when they were moving out, because Pastor T was like, he's not welcome in the house, so he's respecting that. I think, like, Barr has to understand that how he expects Ashley to treat Shin, you have to treat Pastor T. Like, all the frustration you have towards Pastor T is what Ashley's had with Shin this entire time. Mm-hmm. And so how you're expecting her to just, like, suck it up and just get over it because that's your mother, you have to be willing to do it the same. And that's how life in marriage is in general. Like, yeah. you constantly have to meet someone in the middle. You can't, like, have it 100% your way or 100% their way.
And if you're
going
to have her in your life and you're going to be a part of this family, you got to be part of this family.
Exactly.
You can't just avoid them for the rest of your life, especially since she's so close to them. It would be a different story if she didn't have a close connection with her family and you guys lived in a different state and you maybe only had to see them once or twice a year. But that's not going to be the case with these with this family.
Exactly. Because that's her mom. That's going to be her mother forever. And I think a lot of partners have to realize that, like, these are these people's parents. And just like you said, Drew, like, he wants her to love Shin and forgive Shin for putting her hands on Ashley and get over things. But I just feel like, as the adult part of it, I kind of wanted him not to just barge in there, but to tell Ashley, hey, can you tell your mom, like, I would love to talk to her outside, you know? But I am happy that he actually did communicate that to her after. But I'm happy that she stood her ground with him and was like, this is my mom. You can't just not think that you didn't do anything wrong and think that you're never going to see my mother again and not apologize, because I'm definitely not going to marry you.
Yeah. And I also think it's interesting. You know how they always, like, girls marry their dad, like, the different
people versions. People that remind them of their dad.
Yeah. And then, like, vice versa for, like, sons and their mothers. Like, seeing Ashley's dad and seeing him try to, like, explain
Bar.
Or, like, give advice to her, I was like,
he was Bar 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're Bar. Okay, got
literally,
it.
Like light bulbs. It was that is Bar.
Oh, that makes sense.
Even when Ashley was kind of going off on him, I seen her mother. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that is Pastor T talking to Ashley or talking to someone else.
Yeah.
So but one thing I do like about the both of them, they both stand their grounds when it comes to their mothers. They both love their parents. It doesn't matter, no matter what they do. They're letting you know, this is my mom, and you got to get on board with it.
Yeah, but that also might sometimes be a hindrance, because in a relationship, there's times where you're going to need to take your wife's side over your mom's.
I absolutely agree. I agree.
Especially when it comes to, like, if she's... Because when you see parents' kind of input, how they think that you should raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Shen was to do that to Ashley, like, he would need to take Ashley's
side. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loves his mama. He loves his mama.
It's tough because, sorry to cut you off.
No.
It's tough because this is teen mom and they all live at home. So it's different if, like, these kids had their own place and the moms and dads was coming in and, like, you need to do it this way. But the fact that you guys live in these people's houses, it's like there's not a lot of things that you can do and make your own rules. You can do something in your room, but you can't tell me as a mother... I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, I agree. It's much easier for me to disagree with my parents on my own life choices now that I, like, as an adult, when I don't... I live, like, 1,000 miles away from them. Whereas, like, when I was, you know, coming home for the summer from college and staying at their house, it was like, no!
You know, like, could maybe be, like, a moderator between the two families and help them out a bit?
Who?
Our AfterBuzz founder.
Yes. I didn't know where you were going with that. Then I got
it. I felt it in my spirit. Yeah. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just head over to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
If it's for free, it's for me.
Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant panel, that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes. She has some great guests on there. We never know. She might one day get one of these people
she
on there.
She needs to.
Like an Ayana.
She often will bring hosts from our very own AfterBuzz onto her show when she has like-minded guests. So, you know, if we get... you know, Lexi or Ashley or any of them on there, one of us might just be appearing.
She actually just did a Mother's Day, like, podcast, or, like, one focus on mothers, and my AfterBuzz bestie Steph Zabra was on it, so you should check it out.
Yes.
Cool.
We love you, Maria, and I feel like all of these teen moms and dads can use a little of her podcast.
Facts.
They can. Speaking of people who can use them. Lexi and Kyler. Okay, so this just feels like a sad story that I keep having to watch. You know, it's like, it's just sad because Lexi so desperately wants to be with Kyler and, like, has these blinders on and doesn't realize there's life outside of Kyler. But this episode we see Kyler's mom talks to him about stringing Lexi on.
Yeah.
So I mean, do we think that, I feel like this was a bit produced. I don't think it felt genuine,
but I'm glad someone finally told him.
Yeah. But do you think it was just like, I have to say this because they're telling me to say this, and like,
whatever. I love like first seasons of reality shows because you can see how not used to camera certain people are. And so like, this was definitely one of those like overly produced, because like she's even kind of like looking away, like in my, like almost as if she has a cue card, and I loved it. But I'm glad that Kyler at least is hearing it.
And maybe if it is being overproduced, maybe the mom needed to learn that she needs to have these kind of conversations with her son.
Right. Yeah.
Kyler's mom looks like she still likes to turn up on the weekdays and weekends.
Looks like she was dressed to go out. But no, I'm excited. I know it was produced, but I'm excited that someone said something, because he needs to hear it, because he thinks that this is a game and he thinks that it's cute. The fact that
he related it to playing a game of poker. Yeah. Like, oh, I was just, you know, calling her bluff.
This is not a Lady Gaga song. You can't. Okay.
And my thing is, you can't play with people's feelings. You understand? Mm-hmm. Especially like a young woman and she's madly in love with you. You cannot do that. But then I don't want it to be to the point where it's like she's begging him and he's just like, fine, just because. Not because he really likes her, but just because she keeps begging him. She needs to
learn to like kind of wait for him to come around.
Exactly.
I feel like she's done everything she can do to let him know she wants to be a part of this. Now the ball's in his court and she needs to just back off until if and when he's ready to come to her and want this relationship, and then she can make the decision if she wants to get back into
it. That's why I'm happy her stepdad stepped up, because this is something I kind of wanted her mom to give her that combo and be like, look, babe, like, you now sit back. He should be chasing you. You're the woman. So I'm happy that her stepdad was the one to tell her, like, girl, you deserve so much more. He's playing a little bit too much games. Let him now come to you. Thank you to the stepdads in this episode.
Yeah, and I think it's important to hear it from a man's perspective, because sometimes, like, it's just like a little extra kick that you need, you know, like the stepdad being like, listen, as a dude, I can tell you, like, he has a little, I don't know, he's been a teenage boy before.
Yes.
So I think he can relate to it.
And Jalen in our chat said that they take back what she said last week about Kyler doing things unintentionally. He's just stupid and rude.
Hashtag truth.
Last week he was feeling a little bit jokey, like, oh, ha, ha. Like, or maybe no, it wasn't last week. There was a few weeks ago that I was like, maybe Kyler's trying to be funny, like a dry humor.
Yeah.
And now I'm over that phase, and I just think he's just not very nice. Yeah.
Just be there for your kid.
He knows what he's doing.
Lexi's such a sweet girl.
Stop giving her false hope, and then her and same respect.
Because when she wakes up one day and she wants to stab you, God forbid. That's why I have a thing about playing with people's feelings, especially women who just have children.
Especially the quiet ones.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? And your hormones and the way they mix and the way love is, people get really intense, and she's so young, you understand? So I just get worried about people's, like, mental. I should just be everyone's, like, therapist.
But
like,
also, don't be surprised when she wakes up one day and meets someone who's fine and nice and treats her well.
And has it together.
And then you're left alone.
Yeah, because if Teen Mom has taught us anything, it's that these girls do often upgrade from the baby daddy.
They do.
So
they get a new man and
Cole
a new
baby. Cole and Chelsea, Teen Mom, too. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
My favorite Teen Mom couple.
Chelsea and Cole are life
besides Tyler and Caitlin, but, you know, they're a very rare breed.
Shout out to the Teen Mom
I love them as well. Shout out to everybody. And you know what? Shout out to the iTunes fam as well.
Yes. For those of you, our fam that's listening to us on iTunes, don't worry. We did not forget about you. I know we usually shout out the YouTube peeps, but we love you guys, too, because we thank you for listening to us and bearing my deep, raspy voice. If you are listening to us, make sure that you guys give us 5 stars. We love it. We are very humble. We appreciate all of the love. And we would love if you guys comment. Let us know how you love the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant show. Let us know who your favorites are. Let us know who you think is trash. And make sure you guys give us 5 stars. We thank you. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. You guys are the best. You know who's not the best?
Oh, man.
Oh, we got to talk about it, you guys. I don't even want to do it.
Can I just say before you say this? Every time you say someone's name, all you have to do is a sound effect. It's like, Lexi, oh. And then the next person, it's like, oh, man.
My fist balled up. I don't even know who we're talking about next, but I was ready to fight.
The ones we got left are bleak. So we're going to talk about Danae.
Oh, man.
Oh, Danae and Brianna. I mean, this is just... I have a headache. Okay, so what do we see this episode? We see Mom comes back and she discovers that Danae has punched a hole in the bathroom, has broken a closet in the fit of rage against Brianna, has left the house. He comes back into the house and gets into another verbal argument with the mom, and the mom is overwhelmed and Brianna leaves and goes home, basically.
Mom's just trying to figure out what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard.
I think that Robin is trying not to hit her son.
Facts. The mom saw camera.
I think because you can tell, I don't know, I'm not in their life, but you can tell when Danae was young that Danae has always had these anger issues, and you can tell that mom, Robin, has always had to deal with his anger issues. You can tell when he was a young kid, he was punching the walls and hitting the walls. So I feel like Robin was just trying to figure out what's happening, and I don't want to hit you because we have company. Mm-hmm. So
I will never, ever understand screaming in someone's face. Ugh. I don't think it's ever necessary or warranted when you do that, especially if the person is not screaming back at you, which neither, his mom had a raised voice because she had to,
right?
Because he was screaming, and Brianna was just being very calm and collected. So there was you did not need to be screaming in that way. You could have had a conversation with them. You might have been upset, but you didn't need to be screaming.
And the rage, because when you see the hole in the wall, that's so much rage that he has built up. And just in that conversation, all she did was ask a question. If we can't be two adults who want to parent this baby, and you claim that you want to be my kid's stepfather, if we can't sit down and communicate, there's no point of us even dealing with each other. Now I have to go home. Yeah. It was upsetting. It was heartbreaking to see Brianna in that situation.
What I think is really important about Brianna and Danae's situation is it goes to show that abuse doesn't just come in a physical sense. It comes in mental, you know, emotional.
Verbal.
And because we've never seen Danae actually lay hands on her, but we've seen him do a lot of other things that are really abusive, even down to when he was texting her and was like, you know, who's in your bed? But, like, accusing her of all of these things. Like, it just...
The mental, especially when you have to be a parent, you know, and the baby is there. And it's just, like I said at the beginning, it's just vibes for these babies. And I feel like every situation we've seen when the parents are yelling, the babies are just there. And babies can feel that, you know. So I pray and hope that everything works out. And I pray and hope that this is a learning situation for every single guy and girl on the show. And they can watch this and look back and say, wow, I really messed up.
I do also, just really quickly want to shout out that if you know of anyone, because this has been such a heavy topic in these past few episodes, going through domestic abuse, or if you yourself are going through it, whether it be verbal or physical, there are plenty of hotlines. You can search them online. There's one right here, which I can say right now, which is 877-384-3578. So if you do know of anyone in your life or are going through this yourself, it's completely confidential, and you can call them at any time if you need help or someone you know needs help.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's super helpful. The one thing I want to ask you guys is, we saw later in the episode, Danae was talking with his mom about missing Brayson. Do you think he should be able to see Brayson?
Absolutely not.
No.
Why not?
Well, first of all, there's studies that show that, like, babies can obtain and hold memories from this young. Like, there's things that I can recall that my mom was like, you were, like, 8 months. I have no idea how you remember that. Mm-hmm. And so for the fact that the only memories that this baby has developed so far is you two screaming at each other, and the fact that you're being abusive towards the mother, the biological mother, you have no, like, DNA whatsoever with this child. Like, I don't think you have a right, and you haven't proven that you're a good father at all. All we've seen you do is scream and throw temper tantrums and try to take the baby away when you're angry.
Yeah. And I think it's just been too soon. Like, this isn't like Danae adopted Brayson and we're 6 years in and Danae signed a birth certificate and Danae's been a good father. I think that she just had the baby and it's only been a few months, and it's like, you don't have those rights.
Well, plus on top of it, if they had broken up for different reasons and this had been more amicable of a break and Danae still wanted to be in the kid's life, she may have let him, but right now with his actions, I would not trust him with my child. Mm-mm. And I don't think she can make that call. Plus, they're living in different states.
That's a thing.
So, like, agree with you, if it's been a few years down the road and the kid knew Danae and was used to him being in the life, maybe it would be a different situation. But I think right now, based on your actions and how young the kid is, it would be better to not confuse him that much.
Yeah. And I just think Danae just needs to get the help, probably get some therapy, and they need to work out their issues before bringing the baby into it. And say down the line, if you feel like you still want to be a part of Brayson's life, reach out to Brianna and let her know, like, hey, I would love to spend some time with you. May you be there with the baby. Because I get it, like, once we're done a few years down the line, you're going to be a complete stranger. So,
I think at this point, if he wants to be in the baby's life, he needs to prove.
Yeah, you have to prove it.
Well, and some people in the group chat are raising the question, do you think that Brianna would have yelled if the cameras weren't there? I think the fact that she didn't proves that it doesn't matter what she does. She could yell or she could not yell. I think it would be worse for her to yell because I think it might get physical. I don't know. That's a bold assumption, by the way. But I just feel like it doesn't matter how she reacts. He needs to learn how to control himself, right?
Yeah. She also doesn't really come off like...
She doesn't seem
you
kind of
can figure out how people pop off based on how their parents will pop off and how they interact with people. Like, we kind of see how Ashley acts because Pastor T, like, her and Pastor T are very similar. Kayla and her mom are pretty similar in things. I just don't think that's really, like, in Brianna's character or, like, nature to, like, pop off.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That's just me.
Someone had a really interesting question. Keen, well, shout out to Keen. Keen goes in the chat room.
Hey, Keen.
Keen said, do you guys think Danae wanted to follow the Brayson to reinforce masculinity because he is trans?
I could see that playing into it.
I mean, I don't want to assume anything on his part. It might be a lot of different factors of why he wants to stay in this kid's life. It could be just the connection with Brianna as well, trying to stay in her life at whatever cost.
I could see it being that. I could see it being we clearly don't see him really have a relationship. I mean, I don't know the relationship with his dad, but... Mm-hmm. That could be the situation. There's, like, a lot of different things.
Yeah,
but
he could just love kids and just want... Because he, you know, him and Brianna, they broke up. Brianna did her thing. He did his thing. It could just be, I just want to be in your baby's life. Because there are people like that, men and women, who just want to be a part of the kid's life. But I think Danae has a lot of things to do and a lot of growing up to do and a lot of self-help as well.
Self-help.
Speaking of our chat, I think this would be a great time to just throw out some... Shout outs from last week from our video. I just wanted to shout out those of you that commented on our video. So thank you to Vigil Il Capo, Ms. Tink, Candace Brown, Shelley. Thank you guys so much for always chatting along with us. And thanks to the live chat as well, Keen, Jalen, and Kimberly. Thank you for coming here today and being with us tonight.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Like Nakia said earlier, we really want to shout out the people on iTunes too. So if you guys listen, make sure to leave us a comment there and give us 5 stars so we can.
We want to shout you guys out. Okay, back to our last point, which was what? Needs to grow up. What was it? Therapy? What was it?
Therapy, help, self-help.
Adulting, needs self-help. And we are on the topic of, can you guess? Stefan.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's so crazy that the topics go from like, it's not like anyone had a good story point, but it goes from like bad to worse.
I mean, I might have strategically.
Big time.
We were very disappointed.
Big.
Shout out to Steven the Booth, our producer. He's always on top of
it. Thank you, Steven.
Yes. Okay, so you guys, what happened this week? We see Stefan go off on Jamie, Kayla's mom.
I'm triggered.
The first thing we find out is that Stefan had been using her Jamie's credit card or debit card, a.k.a. he stole money from... Kayla's mom. And then we see that they get into an argument. So I wrote some direct quotes down. Come deal with my anger was one of the things he yelled at her toward the end of their argument. He gave her back $70 and then revoked it. So I guess he took her money again. And this was the thing that really got him. I feel bad for you. And that's when he also went off again. So... I mean, it's ridiculous. We were talking about it. Like, I can't imagine being with someone who could even think about talking to my parents like that.
This woman is letting you stay in her house, even though she doesn't like you, and after you've treated her daughter in the way you have.
Right.
For free, probably. She has, you know, set her peace to her daughter, but has never raised her voice to you. She's politely asked you to leave because what you did was inappropriate, and you're going to scream at her?
When you're in the wrong. You are in the wrong because no one asked you. And Kayla, you're also in the wrong. I'm going to be that mother. Kayla, you're in the wrong because why does he have your mother's debit card? That's one. Mm-hmm. As a mom, I'm giving you my debit card because you're my child. That's my grandson. He should not have my debit card. Two, you're in the wrong because you had no right. And there's a lot of people like that because I know a lot of situations where someone's like, it was just $70. And it's like, that's not the point.
But plus, after all of it, because remember, at first it was just, I don't want him in the house anymore when I'm not there. That was
simple
the first.
Simple rules.
And then she comes home and lo and behold, he's there. So it's like you've already tested the waters and seen that it's not going to go well for you. And now you're going to even push further into this?
My whole thing that upsets me, and like I said earlier, you know, they live with their parents, and his whole thing was, I need to see my son. Well, no, you need to grow up and get a job and get a place for you and Kayla to live with your son.
Yeah, you need to be able to turn on your bills,
okay,
your lights.
Yeah, I was thinking about the whole, because his utilities were turned off, and for whatever reason, the universe thought it would be funny to tell me that to give me, like, you know, when you get the bill, and it's like, hey, your utility bill is coming up. Here's what it is. So I was looking at it, thinking about this show, and I literally, all my utilities together were like $80 tops. And I was like, you mean to tell me, Stefan? Because I know for a fact that, where do they live? Like Wisconsin or something?
Probably.
Some podunk town that is probably half of what we pay here in LA. You mean to tell me that you couldn't pay that? But I know for a fact.
How are you going to take care of your son if you can't even pay
your
bills?
So that's the thing. This is what I'm saying. He needs to grow up because you're upset at Miss Jamie. But you're using her money. You need to get your own place. I'm going to see my son whenever I want. Yeah, in your own place. You're now a man. Your auntie already had a talk with you. He's been very nasty to Kayla. I mean, but then again, he showed us who he was. He's been very nasty to Kayla. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't think that her mother deserved that.
Oh, Keenan in our chat said, Kayla said on TRL that her mom would send her and Stefan grocery shopping, so they both knew the pin, but Kayla disappointed me by her lack of passion for protecting her mom.
Exactly. I have gotten in arguments with people for disrespecting my mom over less. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is one thing. I don't care how much I love you, whatever. My mom, especially someone who, like, especially a single mom.
I get that. Sorry.
No,
I was going to say, I think I get that mom sent you a grocery list, but when she gives you the grocery list, that's what you're supposed to buy on that day. You do not take it upon yourself to spend my money. I say I'm the mother when you want to. If I'm sending you shopping, that's because I'm sending you guys shopping because you're in my house for free and you're probably not giving me any rent.
Okay, so the thing about her not standing up for her mom during the argument, I just want to play devil's advocate because I've never been in a situation or dated someone that would go off like that. But I see Kayla is so incredibly in love with him and wants it to work so bad that she knows she'll always have her mom. So her defense is like, I'm not going to say anything, because the second she acts up, that's when he says, oh, see, you're crazy too. You're crazy too. Now I'm out of here.
That sounds like abuse. That sounds
Hey, call it how you see it. But I feel like that might be the reason that she has a hard time speaking up, because she doesn't want to lose him.
That's a sad thing, though,
it's
too.
It's so sad.
You can only expect your mom to take so much before
exactly.
She might
She's not
make
gonna
the choice to be
mom.
Like, I've tried to help you so many times. Now the only other way I can help you is by stepping out of your life.
Right.
Which I've seen people do. I have had friends that have had to do that to other people because of... That's like the last step. That's the last thing you can do. It's the last thing to kind of shake somebody awake. And I wouldn't want to see Kayla lose her mom.
Well, we saw it with Bree and her mom. We saw it kind of with Pastor T and Ashley. Like, you can't push, like, I can't wrap my mind around, like, ever doing that to my mom. Like, I don't care who, I've never, like, dated someone who would, like, disrespect my mom like that anyway. But I just, like, I can't even picture that. That was truly the most childish, ridiculous, disgusting, like, behavior that I've ever seen. And it's almost unforgivable because, you were posting up, you were getting real close, like, acting like you're going to swing. Like, no.
And if that's anything how it went down with Barr and Pastor T, just to relate it back to that, then I can completely understand
where
they're coming from.
Because it's just one of those things where it's like, if I come home and you're there, just be a man and say, you know what, Jamie, you're absolutely right. I apologize.
And if you know that you're a hothead, then walk outside.
Leave.
Right.
Like, cool yourself down.
And
like,
just apologize
take something. To
her.
Calm down.
Have an adult conversation with this woman and say, Miss Jamie, can we sit down and have a conversation? I understand you don't want me here. This is, do you mind, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, work something out.
And literally, it's another reminder, there are cameras on you. There's cameras in the house. Did you not see these people in black wearing, and trying to make themselves inconspicuous?
But you gotta think about it, because sorry to cut you off, but sometimes when people are abusive, say, mentally, physically, verbally, even in public, there are people who still put their, I think when people are so wrapped up in the moment, it's so intense, and we've seen how nasty he was getting with her mother, he didn't care. Yeah. I'm happy that there were people there to kind of, just in case something did happen. Yeah. But he was so intense. You can tell he has an anger problem, like a Danae, like a Sean. They get
angry. And that's so, like, I don't have those kind of anger issues. Like, obviously I have, like, the normal amount of anger issues that most people have. But it's such a foreign thing because I can't relate to getting that angry that I would react in those kind of ways without even thinking. So it's so hard for me to be able to defend them because I can't relate to it.
Yeah.
Same.
Right. I know. It's tough. It's just an awkward situation.
And now forever you have this on TV. Like, your kid
is a representation of you.
If technology and social media and all that continue in the fast pace that they are, like, your kid is going to be able to, at one click away, see you flip out on their grandmother. And that's you should feel embarrassed because that was just gross.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I think we talked about it for a second, but I think... And, I mean, I'm just trying to support all sides here, but I think Jamie does know how to get under her skin a little bit, too.
She definitely said some things that, like, she knew that he flipped out. But I also, like, I think Nakia was saying it when we were watching the show, like, if you come up in my house and you disrespect me like that, and I know I can't put the paws on you, I am going to be petty.
That could be her defense mechanism. Like, you got to understand, like, like, I get it. She is the mother, but at the same time, you're a grown man yelling in my face. I may not be able to physically hit you, but I have to defend myself. And the only way I may know how to defend myself is to hurt your feelings. Because we don't know what was edited. I'm not going to let you yell in my face for 20 minutes and be like, all right, Stefan, have a good night.
Plus, it's an unfair thing, but someone always does have to be the bigger person in fights. And so if she's already making you mad and then she goes and gets petty like that, if you want to be a good example for your son and if you want to grow as a person, you have to take that high road and just be like, I'm not going to sink to your
level. When you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. When the mother said leave, you should just leave. Because now when she calls the cops, God forbid, now the cops get involved. Now you and the cops are arguing. Now I take it to the next level. Now you're shot by the cops because now you're an angry black man yelling. And sometimes as someone of color, I take it that way. So it's like, Stefan, he also needs therapy. I think everyone just needs therapy.
Yeah, that was a big concern of mine when we were watching and seeing him get mad. It was just instantly like, you're looking like an angry black man. We've seen it play out 1,000 times. Please calm the hell down. But I think on Jamie's end, the only thing that I was concerned about her is, like, I get being petty. Like, I've been there, done that. But it just made me nervous because whether these cameras here or not, you just don't know how he's going to act. And you can't keep poking the bear. Like, he's 100% in the wrong. And anything that he did, he would still be in the wrong. But if you know you're, like, certain things are going to pull that reaction out of him after he's already popping off and you don't know how he's going to react and he's already getting really aggressive, my mind instantly is just like, just get him out of the house. Don't keep saying stuff that's going to, like, poke the bear.
I'm petty. I'm Team Jamie. I would have said worse, so kudos to her.
Kudos to her. You know what time it is? It is time for news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Ding, 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 ding. Free. What do we got?
Well, actually, Nakia is going to take a little bit of lead this week on news and gossip.
Oh, my gosh, Nakia!
But to start us off, I did make a collage for our Mother's Day, Mothers of the Show. So here we go. Cute. Some of them are actually from Mother's Day, and some of them are just pictures of the moms with their children. So there's all of our lovely ladies up there with all their beautiful children for Mother's Day.
Cute.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
All right, peeps. All right, so nothing crazy, but Brie reported last week some really heartbreaking news that Barr and our girl Ashley had gotten into a alleged physical altercation. Ashley went on Instagram Live and reported that Barr had allegedly, I'm going to keep saying allegedly, had hit her. But it looks like for Mother's Day, the two kind of made up and he did something really beautiful. Ashley posted that they couldn't go to prom. Her prom was kind of messed up, so he did a whole prom theme. He had roses for her and they spent Mother's Day together with little beautiful Holly. Yeah, it's a cycle.
Cute.
We don't know what's going on. And as we know, Ashley and Barr, they tend to fight a lot on social media.
We'll find out on the reunion maybe a lot more.
Yeah.
We're super excited for the reunion. Another couple, our girl, Brianna. Sorry, I get them so confused. Brianna and Danae, as we all know, there's been a lot of rumors going on if Brianna and Danae are still together. But if you've been catching up on Brianna's Instagram, she has been posting her new boyfriend lately. The rumor mill is that he may not be Brayson's father, but this is her new love of her life. And there are a lot of pictures with her, her mom, and her new boyfriend. So it looks like things are going kind of smooth.
Well. That's exciting for her.
It's pretty, pretty exciting. And that's all I got for news and gossip. I had some other fair news, but she doesn't count, so...
Nakia fell down a rabbit hole last night of Teen Mom News.
I got off of work and I was like, I wonder what the Teen Moms are up to. And I literally went on a social media rabbit hole and I started like peeking on their social medias and I was like, ooh, wow.
Oh my gosh. What's happening?
So it looks like a lot of the couples, especially from Mother's Day, we see a lot of the couples that have been fighting, except for Danae and our girl Brianna. A lot of the couples seem to be working it out. We even see Kayla and Stefan. They were on the reunion, so we're excited to see what happens.
Should we move on to some newer, nice news? some baby spotlight.
So, yes.
It is the baby of the week. Baby spotlight, here we go.
We actually have two this week because we missed the one last week. So the first one is the one we were supposed to put up last week. Here's the photo of little Chloe.
Oh, Chloe
is in the bathtub and she is rub-dub-dubbing. She is adorable. She's got a toy. This is for the iTunes listeners. I'm just getting real descriptive.
This is just model baby status right now.
The model baby.
Face. I mean, the way she smiles. Oh, my God.
Like
goodness.
A little pamper baby.
So we wanted to put that one up since we did miss it last week. So there was the last week's
there it
baby
is.
File. And then we have another one. I'll let Drew introduce
this one. Okay, so this, contrary to popular belief, is not Holly. This is actually Ashley.
What?
And twins. They look, when I was looking at the photo, I was like, what filter are they using on Holly? And then I was like, oh no, that's Ashley.
They look exactly
alike. Yeah, right. They're identical. It. She's so.
For how much everyone says she looks like Bob.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that, yeah, I was like, isn't that
genetics
weird
when you look like are weird.
Wow, she looks like baby Holly.
Oh,
well,
that's
Holly
so
looks
cute.
Like
yeah, so she's on the couch and she looks exactly like
I love
mom.
It because
or,
it's so like. Late Holly. 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
I was
right
gonna
here.
Say probably 2000s.
And the couch.
Probably 2000s because of their age, yeah. But I just remember the color schemes of that.
I know, especially
so,
the couch
so
and her bright little outfit.
Mm. Yeah, I love it. Okay, you guys, it is time for predictions. What do we think is going to happen next week?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
I tell you what needs to happen.
Right.
Therapy.
Bree, what do you think?
Come to Jesus.
I don't even know at this point.
Okay. It's tough to tell. It's tough to tell.
I'm hoping a lot of self-reflection happens next week, that we get some resolutions rather than fights.
That would be good.
That we have some at least some happy stories going on, some moving on maybe,
mm-hmm.
some love, some happiness, just something to be a little... I know that drama is what makes reality, but I'm here for the love. So that's my hope. So that's my prediction.
Same.
Okay, I like that. True.
I wouldn't be opposed to just 30 straight minutes of babies. Just cooing, giggling, doing cute baby stuff. But since that's not going to happen because I don't get things I want, it's going to be a lot of... It looks like it's another big wave of drama. It looks like Stefan has been out here creeping. Surprise. It looks like Danae and Brianna are obviously still going badly. I just want her to cut him off completely. It looks like Jay and Sean are doing good. It just does not look like it's a good time for our girls. And I want them to rise up and be the strong, independent women who don't need no man that we know that they can be.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Love it.
I am stressed out from this episode. I'm triggered. It's very upsetting. But I hope for a lot of self-love and therapy, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of drama. Mama Shin is back in the picture. So there's going to be some more mama fighting. Probably Pastor T might get involved. But I'm just hoping that everyone can just take a breather and just say woosah,
mm-hmm.
and we all get along. But that's not going to happen.
I think woosah is like the last thing we're going to hear.
That's a fact.
And so I think we're going to see more drama. It's just getting to that point in the season where stuff is like hitting the fan and things are like actually like happening, you know, like and they're getting worse.
I wonder, does anyone have any predictions about how many more episodes we're going to get before the reunion?
I wonder. I feel like we're getting close, though, because I feel like it's like at a breaking
point.
Well,
I know that they filmed the reunion beginning of March.
Oh, yeah. So it should be coming soon.
Ooh. I hope so. I hope so.
I predict three
I'm excited
more,
about it. Whatever.
I predict three more episodes.
We're not going to know about the Ashley and Barr situation, though, because it happened after
right.
the reunion. So that's...
Well, there might
I'm
be stuff going
PR
on before that they
release.
Will talk about during the reunion. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We will see. But thank you guys so much for joining us. As always, you are so amazing, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. If you guys want to follow us during the week, we will tell you where to find us. I am Tig Julie Pinko, and you guys can find me at TigDP. Nikia, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on social media, creeping on the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant shows at Kiki Boom Boom. And on Thursdays, another MTV show is Jersey Shore.
Woo!
Okay, and you guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. Make sure to hang out because Bree and I are breaking down Teen Moms too.
That's right. We will be here right after this, breaking down a whole other show. Nikia and Tig will be with us on that show eventually. They just unfortunately can't be scheduling right now. But you guys can find me in the meantime at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, Twitter and Instagram.
Woo! Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye!
Bye!
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.